was 100% my choice. If it depends on Atletico, I would have stayed. And so it was. I pushed a little bit. So yeah, last year I played 25 games for Atletico. Like I said before, win the league, play the final Champions League. So it was a crazy year for me, a fantastic year. But I really wanted to show myself more and to play every week. And Miranda and Godin were playing very good on my position. So, yeah, credits to them. And there was no reason to change. So that's why I thought it was better to go for 1 year to play more games.
The Premier League, how much of an attraction was that?
Yeah, that was... I'm not going to lie about it. That's a dream coming through. And it's from the beginning I was playing football. That was a dream. And it was 1 year on loan, but... I was really looking forward to it, to play Southampton and play in the Premier League.
The great thing about what's happened so far this season, I think, from your perspective, is that some people who you were leaving behind may have thought your decision to come to Southampton, not the trendiest club in mm-hmm. the Premier League, not the biggest, mm-hmm. might have been an interesting one. And actually, the way things have happened, it looks like a great one.
Yeah, you don't know that in the beginning, but the trainer was... A big reason why I came here. I like to play football. He said he called me. We had a good conversation. Gave me the confidence. That's what I needed. Yeah, a lot of players left Southampton, and I noticed that. But they bought good players like Pele and Dusan Tadic. I know them a little bit better than most of people in England, I think, because he played in Holland. So I thought they bought good, and for me the most reason was the trainer. He, like I said, he put confidence in me and. And I really needed to play, and that was very important to play football. I like to play football from my Ajax time, and I really learned to defend in Atletico from Simeone. So it was a good mix, and I thought it was a good moment to join Santander.
And yes, the type of football is right, but how much of it was the fact that it was Ronald Koeman, you know, the Ajax link, the Spanish link, everything about him, being a centre half, being a legend. Was that a factor?
Yeah, of course it was a factor because I know how he wants to play football, and I'm a good defender, but I can also play the ball, and that's good when the coach needed that, won that, and so that's good for me. It was also good that I had a good year in Spain, really learned to defend. From Simeone, a total different view on football than the Ajax academy, so it was good. It was maybe better to go 1 year to Atletico and came in the Premier League than straight from Ajax to the Premier League. But maybe then I had a little bit difficulties to get a good feeling and to defend this kind of level. So that was a good step for me.
Is that for someone from on the outside like me? If you were to say that about Simeone. You would say, well, is that the sort of defending that reflects the personality we see on the touchline? Are we talking about no-nonsense defending?
You get what you see from him, and it's amazing. He's defensively and in the organization, he's, I think, the best coach in the world for sure. And how we can put a team, the organization, it's crazy. And, a lot of credits, most of all the credits to him from the last season. And this season he's doing it again, so... Yeah, I think he's one of the best coaches in the world.
Well, I can't imagine, whatever happens in your career, being in a team that surpasses Real and Barcelona for a season is going to be up there whatever happens.
Yeah. And don't forget, not only in the league, but the same in the Champions League. When we were 1 minute away from winning the Champions League, that was really amazing. And yeah, but it's not only last season. Like I said before, now he's doing it again. And the year before, he won the Europa League. So he's doing very good. And Atletico is getting there to close the gap between the rest of Spain and Barcelona and Real.
One thing we've been saying about you in commentary regularly, when people ask me about you, I say, I know he's good because I don't mention him very often. And is that part of the Simeone thing, the philosophy of defend, get rid of the ball, get on with
it? Yeah, that's why. And it's very good that you don't see me, because if you see me a lot, that means... And you know, I'm in big trouble. So I'm reading the game, and that's my best point. Reading the game good, defend good, and don't make a lot of mistakes. And that's what the defending is about, I think.
So I've got to ask you about the comparison. Is there more movement to deal with in Spain at the top level, or is it?
I think in Spain it's a little bit more technical. Here it's all kind of types. You know, it's strong, and even the teams in the lower table, yeah, they have special qualities. You know, it's sometimes they play long ball. They have strength. They are fast. They are technical. So you can get whatever it's there. So it's quite difficult to defend in, but it's enjoyable that you can defend against the best strikers in the world. Yeah, yeah.
And I guess it's more of a mix. It's a different types of defending.
Yeah, type of defending. Yeah, physical, quick. You have to be smart, not only strong, but then they'll outrun you, or they'll be clever, and that's why it's good to read the game good and know what kind of strengths he has and the weakness. So I think that's one of the points is in my advantage.
So you're going to let me just quickly say to you, I'd have to ask you how you want your surname saying, because I think many different versions.
I will be honest, in England it's going well. In Spain it was terrible. They didn't know how to do it. It's very difficult, but in Belgium it's Alderweireld.
Alderweireld.
Yeah, I'm very pleased with that. Yeah, I'm very pleased with that. Yeah.
Right, I can now relax and do that during the game.
Very good. Yeah, very good.
So, Southampton, you had an image when you arrived. You knew from Ronald Koeman what they wanted to do. What's your view of the club now compared to when you arrived?
Very professional. Southampton is maybe not a big club like Chelsea and Man City, but it's very professional and like in medical staff, and the new training centre is incredible. So they're building on their own way. They're building to the top, and they like to play football. They're calm, easy. So it's I'm really, really liking it.
There is a nice calmness, and obviously the manager Uzi's calm and authority. But I think above him as well, everyone seems to quietly get on with the job.
Yeah. That's what I mean. It's not one day we win, we are the best, and then we lose one time, and it's going we are the worst. No, it's calm, it's easy, it's well organized. The good people in the right positions. That's what I feel, and it's going very good for the club.
How long will you leave it before deciding what you want to do? I know Atletico Madrid
will
have a say in that.
I get the question a lot now, because are you going to stay, or are you going to leave? I don't know. First, we have Atletico who decide, because I'm from Atletico. Then Southampton decides, and at last I have also my opinion, and we will see. But I promised for Southampton to give my all, 100% all the year. And so I don't want to go back. I want to stay this year and finish it. And then we will see. It's not good to look too far in the future. Then you're not focused on the moment himself. And the better I play, the more options I will have. And I'm really enjoying Southampton. I'm very, very thankful that they give me this opportunity. And I want to give something back.